This is IGN.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coming up, a new Matrix movie is in the works. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, if you watched 2022 horror movie Megan, a film about an artificially intelligent doll who becomes murderously hostile and possessive, and for some reason thought, hey, I want one of those, I suppose I have some good news for you. Collectible company NECA unveiled its own replica of the Model 3 generative android, or Megan, on its website this week, which is new, available for pre-order if you've got a cool $494.99 to spare. Funny enough, the listing was seemingly unveiled on April Fool's Day, so it'd be easy to mistake it for a joke, but it's still on NECA's website and available to pre-order. Standing at approximately 55 inches tall, NECA boasts that the one-to-one replica is based on Megan's on-screen appearance, duplicated from actual film-used digital files to be the most screen-accurate representation available. Megan was a sizable horror hit back when it was released in 2022, thanks in large part to just how thoroughly meme-worthy Megan herself is. It made enough money for Universal to greenlight a sequel, with Megan 2.0 slated to release on January 17, 2025. And Diablo 4 players impatiently wanting to try Season 4 can now do so thanks to Blizzard releasing the game's first public test realm, or PTR. Blizzard initially announced the PTR in late March, revealing that it would run for a limited time starting on Tuesday, April 2nd, and concluding on Tuesday, April 9th. However, a week-long PTR is not the only thing limiting this PTR, as Blizzard already confirmed in the same announcement that it would only be available to players with a PC Battle.net account. Nevertheless, if you're eligible for the PTR, you will gain access to test updates and features before Season 4 officially launches. Alongside allowing certain players itching to try the new season, this PTR will also allow the development team some time to consider and implement any player feedback gained from this testing period, allowing them to incorporate it into the forthcoming season. The release of the PTR was part of a bigger announcement from Blizzard, revealing that the team had to delay Season 4. The season was originally supposed to launch on April 16th. A fifth Matrix movie is on the way, Warner Brothers announced, with The Martian and The Cabin in the Woods' Drew Goddard on board to write and direct. It'll mark the first Matrix installment to not have Lana or Lily Wachowski in the directing chair, although Lana Wachowski will executive produce. In its announcement, Warner Brothers did not reveal if any of the key cast members, like Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, will be returning, nor did it disclose any details about the plot. Goddard began his writing career in the 90s on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and would go on to rack up a number of TV writing credits including Angel, Alias, Lost, Daredevil, and The Good Place. In film, he earned an Academy Award nomination for his screenplay for Ridley Scott's The Martian, worked on screenplays for Cloverfield and World War Z, and served as screenwriter-director on The Cabin in the Woods and Bad Times at the El Royale. The Wachowskis were long hesitant to make another movie in the franchise, despite continued interest from Warner Brothers. Nearly two decades would pass before the release of the fourth Matrix movie, 2021's The Matrix Resurrections, which was the first Matrix film to be solely directed by Lana Wachowski. That film got mixed reviews and disappointed at the box office, grossing $159.2 million worldwide on a reported budget of $190 million. It's worth noting, though, that it was debuted while COVID-19 lockdowns were still affecting movie theaters, and it was one of the films to be released both in theaters and on what was then called HBO Max, or now Max, on the same day. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer. guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.